Greetings. Welcome on board WDKOK Sunrise. And today we're going to be interviewing two people that are associated with a monument that attracts attention frequently in Union County. It's the Union County World War II Honor Roll. It is a monument there that, as the name implies, calls attention to the sacrifice and service and the work of thousands of soldiers from Union County, soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen from Union County. So we're going to talk about that today and an upcoming program that will be held there. Doug Walter is with us. He's the coordinator of the upcoming program. So welcome aboard, sir.
And thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Thanks for agreeing to be recorded today. And Al Hess is back. I interviewed him just a few short years ago, back in 1995 and some other times since then, when the Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade was getting started, and he and Graham Showalter would come in here probably annually and make sure that we were aware that the parade was coming up and it was growing. He was the treasurer then. I think he gave up the treasurer duty since then, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not doing that now, but the parade continues to move along, so we're glad that it's under new management and continues to go along. All right, well, Doug, invite us to this program that's coming up on November 2nd in Mifflinburg.
Yes, our Veterans Day program that we hold at the Union County World War II Honor Roll. We get a really nice turnout. I'm very proud of what we're doing, and our program is only as good as what it is because of all the people that volunteer their time. We have a great bunch of people from the CAR kids to the Shikellamy ROTC, the Nazarene Church in Mifflinburg. The girls come and sing for us. We have a resident Rosie the Riveter, Leanne Bechtel, and we're actually getting a few more added. There's a couple of girls from Middleburg that are going to be coming over this year, so we're going to have several Rosie the Riveters this year, and just numerous folks like that that are the ones that are really responsible for making this program a true success. Just like anything, the volunteers are the ones make any program like this really, really work.
All right, well, this is a Veterans Day program a week before Veterans Day.
Yep.
We want to be 100% clear.
Yep.
There.
Yep.
So this is on November 2nd, which is a Saturday, and it's an opportunity for folks that say, well, I'm too busy on Veterans Day observe to go to a ceremony or an activity, but this is for everybody to say thanks.
And that's exactly why we kind of always back it up a week before, because there's always so many breakfasts that a lot of the legions and VFWs do, which is absolutely wonderful. But if you go and schedule things the same day, you're going to go to the free breakfast quicker, probably. so we've traditionally always had ours the Saturday before, and that really parlays into the good turnout that we have, too.
All right, Doug Walter of Lewisburg, not a veteran, but you like me, not a veteran, but just love to pay attention and pay tribute and make sure that we're talking about and raising up soldiers whenever we can.
Absolutely, and I had two great influences. Alfie Hawes was a friend of the family. He was a POW in World War II, and then my uncle Kenny Pardo, but also served in World War II, and they were just huge, huge influences on me and got me in the frame of mind that I am and have been all my life of supporting veterans.
Al, tell us how the Union County World War II Honor Roll got started in Mifflinburg.
Well, it was something that we had to, we didn't have to do it, but we wanted to do it. It was a friend of mine who was Andrew Mockamer and myself decided that we would muster these veterans of Union County and put their names on a plaque where they rightfully belong. And it was tough work, very tough. We went to 19 sources to obtain these names. And at the beginning, we both thought that it was going to be an impossible project, but we kept going, and it finally got easier as it went. But we just made up our mind that this monument should exist. And we wanted to put it in Lewisburg, where we felt at the time rightfully belonged. It's the county seat of Union County, and it was a very good place for it to be. But unfortunately, Lewisburg refused this. Mifflinburg opened their arms and said, come on in and put your monument up. And this is exactly what we done. The monument cost us about $250,000. And of course, we got that from donations and very, very good people. Everybody donated, you know, and it was such a good feeling in that area. And of course, that's how it started, and it's been growing.
Right now, it's the Union County World War II Honor Roll, has 2,260 names on it.
That's right.
Now, of those soldiers and airmen and U.S. servicemen, how many were killed in World War II?
Well, I have a record of 59, and that's as close as I can come.
You're going to call attention to this kind of service and volunteerism and sacrifice when you have your program on the 2nd.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And if I can just add a little bit to what my father-in-law just said, where the monument is at, I truly believe it's like in the perfect spot because it's right in between the swimming pool, the Little League field, and where the community park is, where there's always activities going on, holidays and things like that. There's lots of traffic, and I hear quite a number of folks that have told me, you know, just being in the park, they walk by and they had no idea that it was even there. And so it's really like in the perfect spot, I think.
Well, I know where it is. I don't know where much is in Mifflinburg, but I know where that is, in part because of the dedication, but also my lovely bride and I ride on the rail trail, and you can't get too far from there while you stay on the rail trail. All right, so your program starts with the ringing of the bell at 11 a.m. on November 2nd, which is a Saturday, so that's coming up. Al will ring the bell, so Al's going to be pressed back into service again. Shikellamy ROTC going to be there, the junior ROTC, women from the Church of the Nazarene. K.J. Riemann Snyder-Wagner is going to be there, and of course she can honor her father, who is Tom, a Korean a war veteran, mm-hmm. right? Okay, you told me that. Yep. And there'll be a firing squad, and Taps will be played by Brandon Moore. Tell me about your speaker. We're fortunate enough to know both of them, Buzz Meacham and Mike Balducci. Both are somewhat acquaintances of mine. I don't see them every day, but I know who they are.
Yeah, I didn't know Michael before, but I've known Buzz for years. But there was an article in the Daily Item back, it was a bigger part of a year ago, and the work that they do with the Northumberland County court system, where veterans get in trouble with the law, and both of them are Vietnam vets, and they got involved with this program where they more or less like mentor these folks that get in trouble, veterans, and kind of make sure that they get back on the right path. And our pledge with our program up in Mifflinburg is not only to honor veterans, but to also do something tangible to help them. And this just blends really, really well with our pledge of helping veterans, because what they're doing to help veterans get back on the right path is just, they should bring a really, really great message. And I know Buzz is really excited, and he's planning on wearing his uniform from Vietnam Day. So he said, as long as I can fit into it. But he's planning on wearing his Navy suit.
Well, they're both natural-born talkers, so you're lucky. So we know them well enough to say that in jest, and they know it's true.
Yeah.
You're also raising money for the Veterans Nursing Home out in Hollidaysburg. So if folks want to contribute, you'll be accepting donations.
Absolutely.
Of some clothing, gift cards, and monetary donations at that time.
Yep.
And if they want to mail, if they're not going to the service on the 2nd, and they can mail them to 916 Washington Avenue in Lewisburg, that's your home, and they can go to Facebook, Union County World War II Honor Roll, which is on Facebook, and they can take care of, there's information there.
Absolutely.
Make a pitch for folks to consider going to this Veterans Day ceremony that's coming up.
Well, we really, again, our pledge is to help not only honor veterans, but also to help veterans. And it doesn't have to be like the biggest and most extravagant program. We just like to do it right and honorable and the way it's supposed to be. And we have gotten so many compliments. A couple years ago, our speaker, Ken Lenig, who is from Northumberland originally, was our speaker, and he progressed up through the ranks of the military, pretty high rank, and we were lucky enough to get him as our speaker. And he told us after the program, he said, "I've been to a lot of Veterans Day programs, but," he said, "this is the best one I've ever been to." And it almost welled me up with tears to hear someone like Ken make a compliment like that. We're very proud of, again, all of our volunteers. The girls that sing from the Nazarene Church are absolutely phenomenal, and they are ones that we get a lot of compliments on. And also the fact that we pack our whole program with children. The veterans have told us right through the years, you know, get as many kids into the program as you can, because that's what we like to see. And we do. The Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, and the Girl Scouts lead off with the pledge at the beginning of the program, and that kind of like sets the tone for the whole thing, that we really infuse a lot of youth into our program.
Doug Walter, coordinator of the Veterans Day program, coming up in Mifflinburg on November 2nd, 11 a.m. at the Mifflinburg Community Park at the Union County World War II Honor Roll, that particular monument that is there. And remember, they're also doing a benefit for the Hollidaysburg Nursing Home that's run by the VA. Al Hess, Doug Walter, thank you both so much for coming in.
I can't thank you enough for doing this for us, Mark. This is really wonderful. Thank you.